Lakeview Terrace isn't flawless. The home stretch is too florid. We would have been happy to suspend our disbelief anyway were the film merely a terrific thriller. But we have been led to expect perfection because this genre film just happens to ask some of the most penetrating questions about race in America of any film in recent memory. Credit goes first to David Lowery and Howard Korder, the screenwriters, who have crafted a believable situation peopled with three-dimensional characters who are all doing the right thing as they see it. The hard-nosed script challenges our civility and pat answers about race, digging for any prettied-up bigotry we've got buried. We like to think we're truly colorblind, but is such a thing possible? Is it even desirable? Neil LaBute was the perfect choice to direct this material. From his independent feature In the Company of Men through the underrated The Shape of Things, he proved himself a master at slow-burn confrontations between two people that eventually flare up into total disaster. Samuel L. Jackson plays an LAPD cop, Abel Turner, who slaved overtime for many hard years to raise his family up out of the L.A. muck. He has a nice house in the hilly suburbs, and though his wife has left him, he is a good, if strict, father of two well-loved kids. Abel watches from his window as the new next-door neighbors are moving in, a black couple. He scowls in disapproval when he sees that the man is old enough to be the woman's father. But then it curdles. The man really is the father, and the actual husband is white. The film subtly shifts point of view to the mixed-race couple. The wife, Lisa, is young and stunning, and not very interesting. The husband, Chris, used to be built, but he also has a nagging weakness that you can't quite locate. Maybe it's that he drives a Prius, the film's shorthand for tree-hugger. Maybe it's that he submits to henpecking with passive aggression. Patrick Wilson, the actor, is an expert at playing against his good looks. He let himself be soft in the film Little Children. At first he comes off as just bland, but then we bite down on tinfoil. Abel gives Chris a scare, pretending to jack his car. Abel is framed from below, huge, blotting out the driver's side window, trapping Chris. Abel, snide, demands, "Why the rap music?" It's playing on the car's radio. "I like it, my wife hates it." "You know, you can listen to it all you want, and it won't make you black." Somehow, when that rudeness wears off, we're left with a lingering question. Is Chris forcing himself to listen to music he hates in order to confront a stereotype and thereby becoming another, more modern cliché? Well, Chris is careless and gives Abel good grounds to be angry. This leads to a calibrated exercise and deliberate escalation, the engine that drives the thriller. But as tit-for-tat becomes deadly, the most alarming scenes are the simple ones that let us peer into Abel's roiling interior. He floats into Chris and Lisa's housewarming party. The big man, possessing a chair, legs crossed loosely, is disgusted at what he perceives to be the privileged white hypocrisy surrounding him. What's scary about that scene is how willing Abel is to shatter the protections of civility. You don't play chicken with a crazy person. There's so much going on in this film, I leave most of the racial issues for you to discover, that it's almost an afterthought to point out that this is Samuel L. Jackson's best work. His predatory smile barely keeps the lid screwed down on his rage. When he becomes conciliatory, is it a calculated trick to pull the rug out from under Chris again, or are we seeing a better part of him fighting a losing battle with that rage? Abel Turner transcends all of Jackson's previous work, a character as indelible as Robert Mitchum's Max Cady in Cape Fear, in a film that can stand up to the comparison. Reviewing Lakeview Terrace for WFIU, this is Peter Noble Kuchera.